There's praise in this house. Get ready. It's the Bishop Isaac Lindsay Show.
Hi, this is Lee Cobb, and you're listening to the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show. Here's our new singer, COVID-19, right here on Praise in the House.
COVID-19, you got to go. Pepe said, whoa.
COVID-19, you got to go.
You and me just one more day. He broke us up and started us on our way. service.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm glad to be in the service.
Oh,
I'm glad to be in the service.
America, stand up and be counted. It's Praise in the House. The Isaac Lindsay Show on the voice of the community, the People's Station, and around the world at praiseinthehouseradio.com.
Trying to stand in the storm.
We need you, Jesus.
to spend a dime.
Struggling,
I just be struggling.
Struggling,
trying to stand
in
the storm.
Music for you from the Spiritual Kings of Thornton, Mississippi, featuring Brother Robert Schaefer on lead vocals. Life's Road is the name of the song. Before that, we also heard from Brothers for Christ with Glad to Be in the Service, featuring Mr. Brady Smart on lead vocals. And we got kicked off in this segment of music with the Cobbins Brothers of Black Hawk, Mississippi, and the song COVID-19. You Got to Go, featuring my good friend, Brother Lee Cobbins, also known as Brother Faye Cobbins. Let me send a super shout out to Valerie Rudd. Thank you for checking in. Arkansas Red, Fahim Manier. Thank you for checking in. My good friend and big brother, Bishop William Simpson in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Lucille Morris, thanks so much for checking in. Valerie Kashimura, I hope I say your name right when I say it. Calvin Stansel, Sterenia Robinson, Mr. Joe Lewis Johnson, locked in with us. Also, Shaquilla Rush, thank you so much for checking in to the best music on the planet. Inside your radio, it's Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. I'm Bishop Isaac Lindsay. And I hope you know who you are. I'm going to go back and call on my good friends, the legendary Dixie Hummingbirds. And this song is from the CD Still, Keeping It Real, The Last Man Standing. This is the late and great Mr. Ira Tucker, along with the legendary Dixie Hummingbirds, one of my favorite Dixie Hummingbird songs. It's called Christian Automobile on Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show.
Oh, you know that every child
of God
is running for Jesus,
just like an automobile.
And
every child of God
running for Jesus,
just like an automobile.
Every child of God
is
running to Jesus,
just like an automobile.
And no prayer
is the driver's license.
And
faith is the steering wheel.
But when you get on the road to glory, Satan is gonna try to flag you down, but
keep on
journey. Gotta put you to bed. You got to check on your brakes. Stop your wicked ways. A man born of a woman has only got a few days. And you got to check on your lights so you can see your own faults. Stop while you can see them. Your soul will be lost. Check on your batteries for that charge to keep you there. And if you keep the charge, you'll make it over there. Check on your generators. You need more strength and power. You can't do nothing without the man. You need him anyhow. Check on your radiators for water to be baptized. And then your soul will catch on fire. Check on your gasoline. Have enough to make it in. That means you got to repent. You're gonna stay away from sin. Check on your engines. You got to keep them clean. Your body's in God's temple. I know you know what I that's walking his beat. The lawyers, the doctors, the teachers, the preachers, and everybody got a race to run. But you don't have to speed. Trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Trust him in the morning. Trust him in the evening. Trust him in the midnight hour. Trust in Jesus. He'll give you what you need. There's a gentle one more thing I'd like to say. Keep on driving on up the King's Highway. The highway 99 just won't do. It's got to be 100 to take you through. And if you see a detour, you'd better stop and check. It might be the devil trying to make you wreck. But drive. Turn on your starter, start your automobile, put it in first gear, and go on up the hill. Drive on, children, when you better get heavy now. Drive on, when your friends trying to get you. Drive on, children, I'll never see you no more. I'll meet you when I pull in for that other shore. I just bought the sea. She must save your face to face. You know,
prayer is a driver. Oh, faith is a steering.
Coming up, something old and something new. And it's all just for you. It's Praise in the House. The Isaac Lindsay Show on the voice of the community, the People's Station, and around the world at praiseinthehouseradio.com. Praiseinthehouseradio.com.
I'm going to sing another little song for you. I'm reminded of a little story. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Any Bible readers in the building? And in the 10th chapter of Luke, we find Mary and Martha. You know them, don't you? What was happening with Mary and Martha? They were preparing for Jesus to come and visit their house. The Bible says that as Jesus and the disciples were on their way, they stopped by Mary and Martha's house. Martha was busy in the kitchen cooking chicken, and Mary decided that she would just sit. Oh, I wish I had some saints in here. Mary decided that she was just sit down at the feet of Jesus. Now, don't you know that Martha got disturbed? She got upset because she was sweating and doing all that she could for the preparations for the master. And this woman had nerve enough to come and rebuke Mary to Jesus and said, you got to see what this woman is causing me to do. I'm cooking and I'm cleaning and she's doing nothing but sitting. I wish I could have been there when Jesus made his reply. He told Martha, he said, Martha, listen. What you girls are doing for me is good. But I want you to know what Mary is doing is the better of the two. And my brothers and sisters, right now, I'm encouraged to keep going on. And what I'm doing now, I'm making preparation. Oh, I wish I had somebody here. I'm making preparations because after it's all over, after all of my pains, after all of my sufferings, I'm gonna do just like Mary did. I'm gonna do just like Mary did. I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna sit at his feet and be blessed. Shout yeah! Shout yeah! Let me sing my song. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, one of these days, I'm going to sit at his feet and be blessed. Ah, yeah. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Y'all know what? All of my
troubles will be over.
I'm gonna sing
and
tell the story. Then
I'll
sit down. Is that all right? Can we say it again? Said I. I will. What I like about it, all of my troubles, they're gonna be over, and I'm gonna sing
and
tell the story. Then I yes, I will. Let me just sing one verse. Will it be all right tonight? Listen, I wanna see Lazarus, the one he calls from the grave. I want to see the woman at the well that he saved. Oh, my Lord. But most of all, I want to see that man from Galilee. So I can
sit down at his feet.
That's all I want to do. Sit down.
Sit down at his feet.
Said I'm gonna sit down. How many of y'all gonna do that? I'm gonna sit down. Show what we're gonna do. Said I'm gonna
sit down at his feet. Sit down at his feet. Sit down at his feet. Sit down at his feet.
Said I'm gonna sit down
at
won't be no more crying. How many of y'all know that? Won't be no more dying. Said I'm gonna sit down. Something else I'm gonna do. And be blessed. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna be blessed. Gonna sit on down and be blessed. Talk with the Father, chat with the Son, tell them about this world that I come from. Gonna be blessed, gonna be blessed. I got news for Mary, she's gotta move over. Give me some room so I can sit on down, so I can sit on.
City Spiritual Airs of Chicago, Illinois. That's a group that I used to sing with, the Windy City Spiritual Airs, featuring Pastor Anthony Spencer, my good friend and brother on lead vocals, and also that's yours truly, Bishop Isaac Lindsay, I think Pastor Jonathan Tucker, Bobby Webster, and Michael Todd in the background. And that project was produced by Aubrey Morris, Mr. Eugene Strawhan, and yours truly. And we had so many wonderful participants on that project. Again, the group was Pastor Anthony Spencer, Pastor Jonathan Tucker, Bishop Isaac Lindsay, Bobby Webster, Michael Todd, and Aubrey Morris. And we had on that project the late and great Chris. I can't remember Chris's last name, but he was from Tupelo. He played organ. Help me out, Spencer. Spencer's online with me. And also we have Brother Ron, Pastor Ron from Ron and Reborn, Ron Simpson from Ron and Reborn on keyboards. We had the late Rodney Williams on, not the late, let me say that right, Pastor Rodney Williams on lead guitar. And also the late Paul Mixon did some guitar overdubs in the studio with us. Trying to remember who else. We had Bobo Richardson. Bobo Richardson from Dallas, Texas. He was the drummer for the Lemsey Sisters as well. He played drums on the project. Greg Collins on bass guitar. And I think Bobby Webster did some overdubs in the studio as well. And I'm trying to remember Chris's last name from Tupelo. Y'all know the organ player that passed away from Tupelo. Chris Hatchett. Chris Hatchett was on organ. And that was everybody that participated in that project. We recorded that project on January 22nd, 2000. So believe it or not, that project is 22 years old. Doesn't seem like it's been that long. I think I was 25 when we recorded that project. And it's a lot of great things that happened surrounding that project. First of all, it was the first live recording that was ever done during the American Gospel Quartet Convention. We made history doing that. We had Quita Lumsey on that project, Teddy Cross on that project, Mary Glover on that project, the late Big Joe Patton on that project, and also my friend and brother blues singer Willie Clayton. He did two songs with us on the project, Prove It, and also a song that I wrote called I'm a Run On and See What the End's Gonna Be. And y'all, I gotta tell this story about Willie Clayton. When Willie Clayton got to the church that night, we were at the East Birmingham Church of God in Christ, and Bishop Peter Wren was the state bishop, I believe, at the time for the Church of God in Christ. So they had some, you know, rules in the church. And when Willie got there, Willie had on a long white mink coat, a mink hat. It was in the wintertime. And some long dangling earrings. And I said, hey, Willie, I said, before we go on stage, man, you mind taking your earrings off? We had the state bishop of the Church of God in Christ Church. Boy, that made Willie Clayton hot. Willie said, hey, man, you book Willie Clayton. You book Willie Clayton. I'm going to be Willie Clayton. I ain't taking nothing off. I said, calm down, Willie. I'm just asking the question. If you're not going to do it, I understand. So if y'all listen on that record, Willie Clayton was still mad when he was singing Run On. He said, go listen to Run On. Y'all hear exactly. Willie blessed me out on my own song. But I love Willie Clayton. He's my longtime friend and brother. And I've had him on different events since then. So, but Spencer tell y'all, I made him hot before we started that recording. And it was just a great time, though. We set the tone and made history. And God blessed our group. And when we got hot, when we got to our peak, everybody got called to pastor. And we basically had to stop singing. But we're going to have to get together and do a reunion with Pastor Spencer, Pastor Tucker, Bobby Webster, Isaac Lindsay, Michael Todd, Aubrey Morris. We're still here. And we've had some members that have passed on. The late Paul Mixon, who was our lead guitarist and played with us for many, many years. And the late Big Joe Patton. He wasn't a member, but he was a promoter and a guest artist on the project. And He used to bring us to Buffalo, New York. So he wanted to be a part of the project, and we ended up putting this song on there, Better Days Are Coming. In fact, we might need to do a reunion project or a CD or something just to commemorate the accomplishments of the Windy City Spiritual Heirs, because God has blessed us all to go on and be very successful in our different areas of life since we performed together. And still remain brothers. You know, nobody had a falling out to the point to where we don't talk to each other. We still fellowship and still in touch with one another. So we're going to have to get together and see if we can get a Windy City Spiritual Heirs reunion going. And I wonder if we did a Windy City Spiritual Heirs tour, would people come out and support it? That's something that I may just put together. All right, let me send a shout out to Lucille Morris, Solomon Harper, Miss Deborah Manning, Joyce Mo Simon, Billy Poncho Hurd, what's going on, my brother? Miss Wanda Smith, James Sharkey, a super shout out to Rosa Patty, Jeanette Jackson, Beverly Calhoun, Sunny Samuels, Alyssa Kimes, Jimmy Wise, Sheila Michelle Forrest, Brother Jerome Carter, Sister Jeanette Jackson, Vicki Johnson. I wonder, is that the Jeanette Jackson that used to bring us to LaGrange, Georgia? Super shout out to Vicki Johnson, Annie Witherspoon, Myrtle Long, Cynthia Hinton Rayford, Phyllis Montgomery, Cornell Elliott Sr., who's listening in Norfolk, Virginia, Sharon Womack, Jay Love from the Holy Sons of Chicago. A super shout out to my good friend Michelle Head from Facts Matter. If you are ever in the Lexington, Mississippi area, y'all be sure to listen on our Lexington affiliate as well as our Canton, Mississippi affiliate to Facts Matter with Michelle Head, that airs every Saturday at 10 a.m. and on Sundays at 4 p.m. on our Lexington and Canton, Mississippi affiliate stations. A super shout out to Doris Jones, Iris Lattimore in Cincinnati, Ohio. Thanks for checking in as well. And we send a shout out to Christine Smith, Gladys Brownlee in New Albany, Mississippi. That's where Pastor Jonathan Tucker pastors now, New Birth. If you're ever there, y'all be sure to check him out. Valerie Rudd, Arkansas Red, Fahim Manier. When I moved to Chicago back in 1999, one of the first people that I met through Aubrey Morris was Arkansas Red. He was playing our record, and I did an interview with him at his radio station way many, many moons ago. So super shout out to Arkansas Red, who's now back in his home area as well in Little Rock, Arkansas. Super shout out to Manuel Douglas. Thank you so much for checking in. And since I'm talking about the Windy City Spiritual Heirs, since I played a Pastor Anthony Spencer song, let me see if I can pull up Pastor Jonathan Tucker. We had some hot songs too, y'all. We sold a lot of records. We did a lot of traveling and had a lot of success as the Windy City Spiritual Heirs. And our drummer, one of our drummers, Anthony Spencer Jr., has gone on to do great things in gospel music. And we introduced a lot of great singers to the road life. Derek Wilson, who plays for Willie Clayton, he's Willie Clayton's bass player, and he's also one of our supervisors. He told me a little while ago that I was the first person to take him out on a road trip to go out and sing across country. I think I took him to North Carolina and Virginia or somewhere else, but he told me I was the first promoter to take him on the road, first group with the Windy City Spiritual Heirs to take him on the road. Also, a lot of people don't know it, but Pastor Darrell Pettis, the first time that he got on the national platform was through the Windy City Spiritual Heirs. Pastor Darrell Pettis, this was when we were so hot, but Pastor Spencer was at a new church Pastor Tucker was at a new church, and they couldn't travel as much. And we had a 2 or 3 week tour on the West Coast. I didn't have a lead singer to go with me. I had a group, but I didn't have a lead singer. So I found somebody that kind of sounded like Tucker, and that was Pastor Darryl Pettis. This was before he was a pastor, but he was a preacher. And he traveled to Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, and California with us and did a 2 week tour out there. And we even did the Bobby Jones show. And people were asking all over the world when they saw the Windy City Spiritual Airs on Bobby Jones and they didn't see Tucker or Spencer, where was your group? Who was that kid y'all had on stage with y'all? Because at that time, Pastor Pettis was still in high school. He did the Bobby Jones show with me when he was still in high school. Wasn't even grown. I had to ask his mama, could he go with us? So people were looking for Tucker and Spencer, but they were at their church and couldn't get away. So we might even have to do a documentary about the Windy City Spiritual Airs, because we made a lot of history and introduced a lot of first in gospel music. And I don't have time on my radio show to tell y'all all about it. So maybe I'll get Pastor Spencer and Pastor Tucker and Bobby and see if we can even get Aubrey and Michael Todd to come and just have a sit down and do a documentary and maybe play some of our old music. And we actually have a full project. We have a project called Live in Bama 2 that's never been released. It's recorded. It's ready to go. But due to unfortunate circumstances, putting it nicely, it never came out. So we might even have to release that as a part of a documentary or something. We're going to do it. We're going to get together and we're going to do it. I promise you. This is music from the Windy City Spiritual Airs featuring Pastor Jonathan Tucker. And our special guest is Willie Clayton. This one's called You Got to Prove It. It's Prove It by the Windy City Spiritual Airs on Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show.
Y'all come on and put them hands together.
You got to prove to God that you will save.
Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show. That's music for you. From the Windy City Spiritual Airs, featuring Pastor Jonathan Tucker. That's Pastor Jonathan Tucker on that one. With special guest, Mr. Willie Clayton, inside your radio. Right here on Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. Let me send a shout out to Miss Tanya Sappho. Thanks for checking in. Miss Deborah Manning in Dixmoor, Illinois, still hanging out with us. Sonny Samuels, Pastor Annie Dixon, Beatrice Brown, thank you for checking in as well. Miss Jackie Varnett, Jerrica Gartner, she says, yes, also bring the original spiritual heirs too. All right. Super shout out to Manuel Douglas. Thank you so much for checking in to the best music on the planet. Miss Jordan from Detroit, we appreciate you as well. It's Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show. I'm Bishop Isaac Lindsay, and I hope you know who you are. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to youtube.com. In the search bar, type the Isaac Lindsay Network. Click on the red letters that say subscribe, and you'll join more than 36,000 others who are a part of the Isaac Lindsay Network family. And I need y'all to help me get to 50,000 subscribers real soon. Y'all do that. So tell your family, friends, and even your enemies to go and subscribe to the Isaac Lindsay Network on YouTube. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can like, tag, share, and even follow us and send stars to support our platform on Facebook. Just use my name, Isaac Lindsay or Isaac Lindsay Network. And remember, you can always find us online on my website at praiseinthehouseradio.com, or you can use my name, simply isaaclindsay.com.